and of a truth.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
I'm Chris Steiner, your guest host for Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, guest hosting for Wayne Walton, who is out on the road today up in Philadelphia, and we'll get some news from him, perhaps, and perhaps Summit Girls for Truth, they might be joining us later on, we'll see. And we're talking with Warner from New Brunswick before the break. Is he still on the line? Okay, we lost Warner. Well, if you'd like to reach us, the number is toll-free at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Republic Broadcasting Network, Studio B. And you can listen live at 970-817-5881 or 302-781-8264. Join us in the chat room at clearwaterhours.com or the brand new website islandhours.com for Long Island, New York, the new community currency that Wayne is helping establish. And the site islandhours.com is under construction but nearing completion. So if you want to go to the chat room, you go either to clearwaterhours.com, that's the community currency for Tampa Bay, Florida area, and or you go to islandhours.com, either one, and you just scroll down a page and you click on the red lettering that reads New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat, and drop in a link, share your opinion, remain anonymous, build a complete profile if you like. And you can share whatever you don't want to call in about. You can put in there, and I'll be able to read it. And you can share with your fellow listeners. So it's not only cathartic, you may find it habit-forming. And we were talking about fluoride earlier. Well, there's so many angles on the issue of water fluoridation and fighting it. And Warner from New Brunswick, who's thanks you for your excellent calls over time. I've heard you call into different shows and very intelligent comments to make. He was commenting on the idea that these are crimes, these various crimes are against humanity. And that's one of the points that I brought up before the Pinellas County Commission before the victory last year to have them stop water fluoridation. And again, I mentioned earlier to read about that. Seeds of change sown before, and the reporting from the news and TV and print afterwards, and make your own blog comment if you like by going to wearechangetampa.org. That's the website for We Are Change Tampa at wearechangetampa.org, and just scroll down to, on the left column, it will say October 14th, 2011, victory, Pinellas County, Florida, to stop adding fluoride to water. And you can read and see the video and hear all about that, different interviews on radio and TV. Very interesting to see the fallout after an anti-water fluoridation victory, particularly of the area that is the single largest area in North America to have it defluoridated as ending the water fluoridation all at one time. It is quite alarming, I guess, to people like Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company, from whom we'll be saving around $200,000 per year. The whole process will be saving the county over $210,000 per year. So we'll talk more on that and other issues. Anything you'd like to bring up coming on back on Hours Evolution Radio. So please stay tuned.
Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, universally, we will stand.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, Hour 2. This is Chris Steiner, your guest host for Wayne Walton. We'll be back, and that would be this upcoming Wednesday, I believe. He's out traveling with Robin to Philadelphia and beyond to do a lot of establishing of Island Hours and other community currencies. And the website is at islandhours.com, but still under construction, so there isn't a whole lot to see there. It's a lot of background. And again, Wayne will be helping premiere that once the momentum and popularity picks up, which we shall soon see. And before the break, I was talking a little bit about fluoride, well, actually a whole lot about fluoride, and the idea of, as Warner from New Brunswick, who called in, mentioned about crimes against humanity. Well, that was an issue before the Pinellas County Commission that I had brought up, that these, to deprive a population of a needed resource, a civilian population, of course, of a needed resource is a crime against humanity, and it's genocide. And that is a according to the Nuremberg, prohibited by the Nuremberg principles, the Helsinki rules, the Hague conventions, and the Geneva conventions. So by them either forcibly toxifying our water supply, that makes it inaccessible. That's depriving this civilian population of a needed resource. And you're supposed to be representing our issues, our interests, Mr. and Mrs. Commissioner. And, of course, increasing our rates, and so to such an exorbitant degree, making this basic utility inaccessible, claiming that there are shortages when, statistically speaking, there are not. But that's how they cry poor. First, they tell us that they need more people to use water or else they're going to have to raise our rates. And then they say, well, we warned you. We told you people drilled their own wells or moved away from Pinellas County and stopped using our water so much. Well, we're just going to have to up your rates. So that's their predictive programming. And to deprive a civilian population of the needed resource of water by pricing it out of our range, then that's also a war crime. And that wasn't so persuasive in respect to getting the utility rate increase proposal defeated. But they always call it a utility rate chain sharing, but it always ends up being an increase. So that's a $210,000+ per year Pinellas County has been saving and not fluoridating water supply. They wanted to tear out the tank that, you know, they need to maintain so much because it's full of the more toxic and acidic forms of fluoride, like the hexafluorosilicic acid and hydrofluorosilicic acid, or if you're, they're just polite in the news, they'll just call it fluosilicic acid. And even that's terrible, but, you know, we're talking about, again, industrial discharge. And the likely source of contamination, according to the aforementioned annual water quality report for Clearwater, Florida, the seat of government for Pinellas County, Florida, and other kinds of right ideas they're thinking of to keep us dim-witted, were bans that would go around fluoridating people. The fluoridation vans, like the Bonson Mobile sterilization vans, will come around and give you the optimal fluoride dosage because you might have a fluoride deficiency. Never mind any of the other minerals that you need to absorb every other mineral. I mean, there's certainly minerals that compete for absorption, but fluoride is not a necessary nutrient for one thing. And what about concern for all the other minerals in the pharmaceutical grade forms on which there have been clinical studies rather than, well, hey, wait a minute, there is no clinical study for a form of fluoride that's intended for ingestion. I mean, there's none that I can find anyway. It's hard to prove a negative, so I'll admit I've looked, but I can't find clinical studies on ingestion. And it astounds me. I hear advice from people like Dr. Joel Wallach call for between 1 to 100 milligrams per day of fluoride. Did not specify what kind of fluoride. I'd like to call him up and ask him, correspond to ask him that question. I haven't gotten around to it, but it's not a peak interest of mine. And I'm really, you know, kind of leery of ingesting fluoride when there's so many studies showing it's detrimental, carcinogenic, IQ lowering, and thyroid and hormone disrupting capability as a halogen. Just too many things that scream danger, warning. Things like the skull and historic skull and crossbones. What else do we have to say about fluoride? Oh yes, and when the Tampa Bay Times, which I aforementioned when Warner was calling about their biased reporting in favor of water fluoridation, it says things like, well, it's only a little bit of fluoride to some 5 out of 8 children's teeth that the government is reporting. Well, not too bad, and it's just a little bit. Of course, that doesn't indicate all the systemic, all the problems, all the other problems that have manifested or might in the future manifest as a result of the overfluoridation. The same Tampa Bay Times has reporting saying that, Mosaic, in not being able to sell their industrial discharge, which is what I'm calling it, that's not what they call it, but I'm calling it for what it is on the annual water quality report. It's industrial discharge, and so that's from fertilizer and aluminum manufacturer. It says, well, I think Tampa Bay Times reported less than a percent of their profits are from the sales of their industrial discharge that they would have otherwise realized. And so it's not a big profit for Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company. Well, they fail to mention, and I have yet to research, but how much would it cost them to correctly dispose of this industrial discharge? To what's the cost that Mosaic is saving? Or what's it costing them, you know, to have to actually make sure that it's not dumped into the Gulf of Mexico, for example, which would be illegal otherwise, but it's okay to put in our drinking water otherwise, as it was up until December 31st. That was when the water fluoridation in Pinellas County ended. And that was a wonderful New Year's present. So that was one on October 14th. It's been a year shy 2 days of that victory, that surprise victory, where the water fluoridation workshop was being held. And Commissioner, Pinellas County Commissioner Norm Roche has been vilified overly, or especially because he was the one who raised the motion and successfully had the water fluoridation stopped. The addition of extra fluoride, I need to be clear in that respect, because a lot of people will say, well, Florida has ended the water fluoridation. But that, number one, is yet to be seen, and number two, it's officially true, and we have to try to make sure that the water quality analysis is accurate and is within nominal measurements. I'm really astounded. I would love to go through a lot of the local news here in Pinellas County, Florida, Tampa Bay area. We're just due west across Tampa Bay from Tampa, and here in Pinellas County, last year, this victory, 4-3, for the Pinellas County Commission to end water fluoridation has had a lot of fallout, a lot of continued propaganda, a lot of good reasons to not support the decrepit, dying dinosaur media. That's just amazingly, at light speed, discrediting itself continually. It's kind of addictive to sit by and say, hey, this is what somebody is actually passing off for the truth. They mix in a few honest points here and there, of course. That's how they got to sell a few newspapers and maintain what little credibility they still have. Let's see, what other points might we bring up? Other high-tech solutions we can look at for not only water fluoridation, which is detrimental, we could have replaced by things that are beneficial, like ultraviolet light exposure to kill as an anti-pathogenic, to kill harmful bacteria, virus, fungus, parasites, mold, spores, to a great degree. We could use ultraviolet light. We could use ionization, that is bubbling in ionized water, whether it be strictly ionized oxygen, which would make ozone, that's the most disinfectant, or just simply bubbling in ambient air. And we'll talk more about those solutions when we get back here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Stay tuned. Bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of...
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Shameless admission by Ben Bernanke. Well, just to reinforce what he has to say, the 1982 Ninth Circuit decided, that's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, decided in John L. Lewis v. United States, and I'll give you that citation, that case number in a moment. It reads, this is the relevant quote, examining the organization and function of the Federal Reserve Banks and applying the relevant factors, we conclude that the Federal the reserve banks are not federal instrumentalities for purposes of the FTCA, which is Federal Tort Claims Act, but are independent, privately owned, and locally controlled corporations, period, end quote. John L. Lewis, the United States of America, case 80-5905, U.S. Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit, decided April 19, 1982. And so there we have that the Federal Reserve is a rogue monetary cartel, and I don't know why anybody ever thinks that what they have to offer in terms of currency and credit is in any way desirable, but hey, they've destroyed that sense of national unity because so many have, and have taken the confidence. Heck, my confidence used to be in Federal Reserve notes, and, well, it still is. I'm so compelled to, but that doesn't mean I, I understand the implications of the unconscionable contract, and meanwhile go into the matrix to pull others out. If you'd like to join us here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Central Mountain Time, on Republic Broadcasting Network Studio B, call in toll-free, 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And if you'd like to join in the chat room, go to clearwaterhours.com or islandhours.com and scroll down just one page to the red, click on the red lettering that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat, and New will have a highlighting around it. Well, let's see, where were we before the break, talking more on the detrimental effects of fluoride and effects or beneficial things that we can do to counteract that. We have things like ionized air, whether it be ionized oxygen, would make ozone. Ozone is O3 or O4, O5 or above. In the laboratory, I understand they can make up to O10, the most highly reactive form of ozone, but it does not last very long. It breaks down into lesser forms of O. O3 and above are very highly reactive, to where they can detoxify, neutralize toxins, and break down into O2 and O in the process. And then that O2 and O often goes off to make other recombinations, bonding and breaking apart, neutralizing toxins again. So ozone is not just a one-shot deal. It has a kind of a boomerang ricochet effect, and is always going to continue chain reacting. Once it breaks down into O2 and O, the singlet and the di-2 bonded form of oxygen, both of which are beneficial, but ozone is the most reactive, as I said, to detoxify and break down pathogens, which are harmful bacteria, harmful viruses, which are anaerobic, meaning they cannot survive in the presence of oxygen, especially ozone in any form, O3 and above. And we also have anaerobic or microorganisms that have a difficult time surviving in the presence of oxygen, are parasites and fungus and mold spores and cancer. Of course, it's interesting to note that a lot of these anaerobic microorganisms yet will all be killed, will all die within 30 seconds to 2 minutes when exposed to a highly acidic environment of 2.5 pH or below. So when using things like ionized water, you can remedy a lot of issues like they do in Japan, and their hospitals, they use it for gangrene. And I've heard a lot of people using it for, anecdotally, just as a little background story of people using it for a lot of skin conditions, fungal conditions. The microorganisms, including MRSA, fungal infections, psoriasis, and eczema, and many other things, even Morgellons disease, which, as we've mentioned, is a symptom that flares up during high chemtrail spraying, so sufferers often say. And that's reportedly helped by the 2.5 pH ionized water. But getting back to the idea of treating your water without having to add a bunch of chemicals, without your municipality having to do that, we'll do a little more of that right after this break, so stay tuned. There's a God up there. Something above. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love. Love of the loveless. Love of the loveless.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Welcome back. This is Chris Steiner, guest hosting for Wayne Walton on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Wayne and Robin, his fiancée, are out of the studio visiting with Paul Glover, who has such a long bio, I dare not go much past saying that he's a community organizer and helped form Ithaca Hours. So we're going to have a video interview with him from Wayne and Robin, and that's going to be posted by Wayne, and he'll, I'm sure, mention it on his show. Where to find that on his one of his video channels. And I really look forward to seeing what that has to offer, such a pioneer, and his advice for the posterity in preserving the posterity, or posterior, as the case may be. Those of those for those who are calipitious, I think everybody will go ahead and find this very enlightening. So that's an interesting prospect to see all these other community currencies as a result of his original work over 20 years ago being manifest, and see what his opinion is on that and many other things, I'm sure, because as I said, he has quite the extensive bio. I dare not expound
And going back to fluoridated water, and since we are no longer fluoridating it, there are, and we are using things like chlorines and chloramines. In our area, in Pinellas County, we're using chloramines, a mixture basically of chlorine and ammonia, which the Environmental Working Group website has studies showing, or has one study showing, that the combination of fluoride with chloramines or chlorine erodes the old lead pipes a lot faster, the old lead pipes and fittings. So we're going to have a lot more lead coming off into the water supply as a result of using the chloramines, and the fluoride in conjunction is worse than the combined effect. So the when we have the combined effect is worse than the compounded effect of the two together. It's like one in one makes three. The effect is causing the lead to erode from the old lead pipes and fittings. And that's, I think, EWG.org is the website for Environmental Working Group. And, or you can just do a web search and find them. It's interesting that they have to also add lye to the water supply in order to make it more alkaline. Well, we have other ways of doing that. Whether we can use electrolysis, which is ionization, or electrolyzed reduced water. It has several different names. But that way we can actually separate the alkaline water from the acid water and pump only the alkaline, beneficial, health-giving, antioxidant, high pH water to the customers while saving the pipes at the same time. We have all these idealistic solutions that could be implemented for the cost of what we're doing now, paying to acidify the water with chloramines and chlorine and industrial discharge from fluoride, hexofluorosilicic acid, and fluosilicic acid, and hydrofluosilicic acid, acidic forms of fluoride, and other hexofluosilicates. And instead of doing all that, saving Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company or other phosphate and aluminum manufacturing companies for their industrial discharge, we could say, no, thank you very much. We can ionize our water. We can ozonate it and use ultraviolet light to disinfect it, whether it comes to using oxygen or ambient air to ionize it. To save money using ambient air would be an option, because it'd certainly still be very disinfecting, ionizing the ambient air as opposed to paying for oxygen and compressed collected oxygen and ionizing that, because the disinfection is so great from just the ambient air ionizers. If you've ever gotten close to a strong one, or even a strong personal air ionizer, you'll find that the disinfection and the smell is so fresh, and you can not be affected by any of the hay fever or allergies. Everything smells so clean, and the disinfection rate is very great when you expose the pathogens I've mentioned to 30 seconds or more. It seems that even plants, to a degree, if you expose them to too much ozone, they are anaerobic, and if you pump in, instead of carbon dioxide, which plants love, if you pump in O3, which kills them after about 5 or 10 minutes of constant exposure, well, you're going to want to give them what makes them thrive. And the only reason to that I bring that up is because if you have a plant in a greenhouse, or your tomatoes have tomato blight, or some other plant has a fungus, you can kill it using, instead of using ozone or oxygen, which you might have to resort to if that's all you have, but if you have available to you, 2.5 pH ionized water, or this Kangen water machine that I have, it's made by Enagic, and Kangen water is a trademark name. It's basically the trademark name that a lot of other competition
tries to associate themselves with, and it produces 2.5 pH to 11.5. So the 11.5 has such a low surface tension, it's such a thin water, we can use that to emulsify oils and degrease, and then follow it up with a disinfecting 2.5 pH that no known pathogen can survive when exposed to 30 seconds to a minute, or pardon me, 2 minutes, up to 2 minutes, 30 seconds to 2 minutes. Any tested pathogen will die when exposed to the 2.5 pH water. Well, the water comes out at 2.4 pH, sometimes even less, which means better for disinfecting purposes. The more acid at 2.5, every pet known pathogen will start to die, and more acid, the quicker the disinfection rate. And the amazing thing about it is that it smells like bleach, like this, even stronger than bleach. Muriatic acid, the chlorine bleach that you might get for pools, for killing the algae in your pool, it smells at least as strong as that. And that's because of the hypochlorous acid. That's hypochlorous acid. You can spray it on your skin, spray it on plants. It doesn't make any difference. It won't hurt anything. I sprayed it in my eyes just as a test, and I don't encourage anybody to do that, but I myself feel just a slight little tingling. Rinse that out, and in half a second, it's gone. So I'm not worried about it's having any problem unless you maybe if you expose yourself to a long period of time. But there are studies like the University of Georgia that show that it's a great disinfectant. For greenhouse tomatoes, and as I mentioned, plants are grown in a greenhouse suffer from fungal diseases to a greater degree because of the higher humidity. Another area I found ionization to be effective for gardening is where I grow wheatgrass, and that's unavoidable having the fungus grow along the bottom where the roots go into the very thin layer of soil. So what I've done is use a little personal air ionizer, and that will kill within about 3 minutes exposure inside a trash bag where I keep the trays of wheatgrass, and that retains the moisture. But because of all that moisture, there's fungus, as I said, and that just within about 2 days after exposing the whole bag to 3 minutes of that little personal air ionizer, just constantly for 3 minutes, no more, ionizing the air in the bag, the ambient air, which turns a lot of the oxygen into ozone. Pull it out, it smells heavily like ozone. And I don't want to go any longer than 3 minutes because it'll start killing the plants, the wheatgrass, because that's also anaerobic, like plant cells are, like human cells that have retrogressed to become cancerous tumors, for example. They are become, instead of they metabolize glucose and sugar rather than metabolizing with oxygen. So the more alkaline, the greater the oxygen level in the whatever fluid you're testing, and the more alkaline, the more acidic. That's the general rule, although there are some exceptions. And so there's some answers there to treating our water, because we could save, in addition to using the fluoride or industrial discharge, and let's call it fluoride, wink, wink, nod, nod, if we're just going to sell it to you, instead of having to appropriately dispose of it here at this phosphate mining company, we're going to sell it as a medicinal, you know, type of fluoride. And so instead of doing that or adding chlorine or chloramines, which is ammonia and chlorine combined, and then every 8 months or so having to flush out the pipes with chlorine by itself, and you save all this money, and then they have to re-alkalinize the water before they pipe it through in order to prevent the pipes and fittings from rusting. So we can save all that money on that lie. L-Y-E is what I'm talking about, to bring up the water to just a little bit alkaline in order to prevent the pipes from corroding. Sure, never mind, we have all these carcinogenic, toxic additives in your water to disinfect it, which you'll then have to filter out if you have any hope of survival. Well, then if we instead have other answers to present our localities, we can save them money. Things like, again, ozonation, ionization, ultraviolet exposure to ultraviolet light for a couple of minutes, you can use a variety of water ionization from 2.5 pH all the way up to 11.5, like I mentioned. Another great use I don't see being used, because I wanted to try to bring it to test at least on some of the wildlife during the Gulf oil gusher here. Thank you, British Petroleum, for the gusher or gushers, which seem to be ongoing. We're not quite sure. Never can trust our media, but yeah, every once in a while we still see an oil slick out here. We get reports. For example, there was a little while after it was allegedly shut off, we got a 4 mile long, 1 mile wide gusher, but they tested it and it was not allegedly from the gusher. But one of the uses I was thinking for degreasing the wildlife who sadly were exposed to or covered in the oil is using this 11.5 as a degreaser. I use it every once in a while. It's amazing that people would say that it contradicts the old maxim that oil and water don't mix. Well, you take some of this 11.5 pH water and mix it with a little bit of oil, like dark peanut oil, and you shake it up, it never separates. And you say, wow, that's really water, huh? You know, yeah, you pump it in through the public water supply, pre-filter it, ionize it, as I'm able to do right here in my kitchen with my Enagic machine that makes Kangen brand ionized water. And, the simple technology has been around for decades, and why can't we do it here for this county, for this city, and show that, well, you know, we can clean out our pipes, the scale in our pipes, with some of the 2.5 ionized water, or a combination of this 2.5 and some other acid things that might be a little more palatable. That's really an issue where I think that if they're going to be flushing out a system with anything that is not drinkable, then they ought to be doing it by adding the whatever they need to do to clean up the pipes, and then just flushing it out on their own, just like you flush out any type, like I flush out my ionizer, flush out other types of systems that have filtration. If you want to clean them out, you want to tell everybody, now don't use your water between these hours, we're going to be flushing the system, unless you if you drink the water, it might kill you. So, don't do that, and make sure it's very public as long beforehand as possible. But that's just totally unacceptable to say, well, we're going to be switching from chloramine to chlorine, and we urge you to not drink it during this period of time. And what about the dialysis patients, other sensitive people? It's the only way I've found to have completely acceptable, and the most acceptable is the most ideal, and that's reverse osmosis or distilled, and totally taking all the minerals out of the water, purifying it, and then remineralizing it with non-toxic inert material that will allow it to be ionized, because water does not conduct electricity by itself when it's pure. Pure water will not conduct electricity unless it has some kind of dissolved solid. It's never going to conduct any electricity. So this is measurable through the pH and the ORP, which are the antioxidant reading. on a $100 meter that anyone can buy cheaply over Amazon and measure the pH, the ORP, and the temperature for $100. And plus you might need to get some calibration fluids. That's another drawback, but at least you're able to get an accurate count. And measure, when you're doing these tests like I've done, with the most ideal water being reverse osmosis or distilled, totally your pure water down to about 3 parts per million dissolved solids, down to zero or thereabouts, and then remineralize that with something like Prill beads, that's P as in Paul, R as in right, I, L, L, that's Prill beads, and after about 30 minutes, it'll bring that dissolved solids count up to about 30 to 50 parts per million, and that's ideal to hand pump through my water ionizer, and I'll explain what I mean coming back after this break, so please stay tuned.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the last segment of this Friday, October 12, 2012 edition of Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Guest hosting today, Chris Steiner. Wayne Walton will be back, and he will be. That'll be this Wednesday. he and Robin are meeting with and interviewing Paul Glover. Check out his entire bio, as mentioning that it was so long, too long to just to elucidate upon, at paulglover.org, paulglover.org, and see what this wonderful community organizer has done for the world, and what ideas of his have multiplied. You can reach us toll-free here in the final few moments at toll-free 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. The chat room is to be found at either clearwaterhours.com or islandhours.com, which is just getting on its feet, islandhours.com or clearwaterhours.com, or the chat room, just scroll down a page and go to the red text that reads New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. Click on that and you'll be able to give me feedback and fellow listeners feedback. Drop in a link, drop in your opinion, drop in videos that'll be clickable, or you can play them in a nice little convenient window. It's a fun little chat room with a lot of little features, little fancy emoticons, and you can do all the fancy text changes. You can even change your voice, build a profile, or stay anonymous if you like by going to the chat room. And it's cathartic and might be habit forming. That's part of the disclaimer too. Well, I want to mention in the last few moments a few other points on the evolution of fluoride, water fluoridation removal, stopping the movement to end water fluoridation. And the point that it's an individual's right to decide whether to be medicated, assuming it's medication, which of course it's not, we've gone over that, but medication is bad enough, and let's not medicate those who, like kidney dialysis patients, are unsuitable. Water is unsuitable. You're breathing it in, you're feeling it. Citizens concerned about chloramine at the website chloramine.org is a great resource. The website is chloram as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, I-N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, .com. It's chloramine.com for citizens concerned about chloramine, and you can see the terrible effects on people's skin. So whether your water is being fluoridated or fluorinated or chlorinated or furbangled or fudged with, then we're going to want to have a say in it, and it's an individual's right. Shouldn't even be put up for a referendum as to whether we fluoridate, at least for that. That's given. And we have all these other options for chloramines or chlorine and lye, as I explained, and we can save a whole heck of a lot of money that way as well. So these need to be explored through experts and exploratory committees. We'll talk more on that in future episodes. Stay tuned and take care.
No work, no job.
Have a great weekend.
Money, a choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love, instead.